now is explaining to them that the episode they're about to listen to was recorded last year, December. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be our December special.
Mm-hmm.
But we failed to upload it because something was in your phone.
It was, yes, and it was Prince's fault, right. I remember.
Let's not say that Prince's fault.
You're going to say it.
Because men don't make mistakes.
I'm going to say it.
Unlike women.
I'm going to say it.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
The episode you're about to listen to, you know what? Why haven't we saying it? We've already explained it to you. So enjoy the podcast.
Oh, wow.
Is he like that, man?
Joshua. Yes.
All right. We're currently recording Netflix own where we talk about his family reunion. Happy New Year.
In the family reunion.
Oh, no, not bye, guys. Enjoy. Yeah. Alright, let's walk down this way. Hi guys
and welcome back to Zero Expectations Podcast.
Today we are outside our house.
We outside, bro.
And we're recording off, this. We're not going to go to that area because of that noise. Who is the weef?
We.
Oh, okay. Wait, before I phone that, Seth, how do you feel? Do you know I don't even know the login to our Zero Expectation?
Oh, so we're screwed.
We're recording for ourselves.
This
is supposed to come out next week, Monday. That is next tomorrow.
So, in my defense, yeah, I know we've not done podcasts in a very long time, but I've been begging Prince. I've been saying, Prince, let's record. Let's do this, let's do that.
Okay, now we're finally doing it. Hi guys, my name is Prince Ofoebu.
And my name is Nicole Ofoebu.
And this is the Samuel Osimbong podcast.
It's Zero Expectation podcast.
I know we're rusty, so bear with us.
So, shall I roll intro, shall?
All right now.
Zero.
Roll intro. Do we still have the expectations?
Well, do we have anything? We are done for.
I know we are done for.
Samuel Osimbong podcast. Because we've already done the intro, so it makes no sense to. You get me?
Bruh.
So, first things first,
I'm the realest.
The last time we did the podcast was, let's say, 5 months ago.
It's after.
It's been so long, so there's been a lot of upgrade, there's been a lot of
not like upgrade, more of like update.
Yes, I that's what I said.
That's not what you said.
Hey, go back now.
That's not what you said.
Go back, check. Anyways, there's been a lot of updates.
Your literacy is not going to take you far.
No problem.
Okay,
dumb fool.
Fuck.
Okay, so we're going to go with Nicole first. So
hi,
tell me the update on your life.
Update on my life. I have a movie that's coming out this December. I feel like every December you have a movie coming out. I have a movie coming out this December. I'm really excited about it. It's called A Tribe Called Judah.
Mm-hmm.
whoop.
Yeah.
And then for the main, I'm officially a freelance producer.
Yes, she left where she was working.
I left my former place of work. And yeah.
And now she's...
I'm now free to live my life.
Okay.
Free to fly your way.
Before we get to you, let me talk about me. For me,
sorry.
Status update. My company released 75% of our staffs.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving us with, like, let's say, like, 5 people. I'm the only editor of a TV station. That's overwhelming. I also edit for different YouTubers now, which is Moses LDN.
Ooh-ooh.
Caramel Plug.
Ooh-ooh.
Lex exclusive one, babe like this. And just different person. I'm also doing a documentary that is kicking my ass at the moment. First time I've been doing a documentary, but I'm not enjoying every moment of it, but it's getting to the end, so I'm happy about that.
Okay.
So all right.
And
we're talking like this because we're outside and our neighbors will be hearing us, so we can't shout.
We can't really
so
shout.
But it's also good because as when we come back, we don't have to come back like
with
you guys. Like we never left. We left, so we need to be sadder.
Okay.
We need to be sadder. You know, if you just
say need to be
just
sadder.
Just like leaving a babe that was interested in you and going out to the streets.
Yes, and then coming
then
back.
Then 5 months
babe.
Later, come back and say, "Hey, baby, what's good?
I'm here."
Obviously, she's not going to like it. So you so lie you to her, call. And you become sad. No, babe. I lost my right leg.
I was miserable.
I got it back. That's why
and
I could not walk to you.
I came towards to you.
After I went to eat first. That's why there's food stains on my body. All right, okay. Let's talk about you.
Okay.
You, let's go down that side.
Oh, we're going down that side.
You,
we're getting our steps in. Our steps in.
Yeah. I'm also avoiding one place because, oh, bear in mind, I'm uploading. Yeah, that's Boho, and you'll be in one. This is probably our best sounding audio ever.
Bro, crisp.
Yeah, because I'm holding it in my right hand. My hand is spinning. How do people even still hold phone calls in their ear? I don't do that shit. I have Bluetooth. My hand hurts when I put it for a very long time.
Okay, no, I do, but sometimes I put it on speaker.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So how was life after you left? Because I know you had a lot of uncertainty. Oh my gosh, I'm a good host today.
Oh dear, it's just one big word, uncertainty, that's it.
Wait for more.
Please. If you don't give me more big words.
Watch. So buttress your point.
Oh my God.
Buttress. Learn that.
Okay, so I mean, first off, leaving a stable income job and starting off with not knowing when your next paycheck is going to come in is the thought of it alone is extremely nerve-wracking.
Yes.
Right? But as at that point in our lives, we needed to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
We had this near-death experience with our dad, and it was beyond ridiculous. So, yeah.
Which I'm not going to hear now.
Until the Christmas special. So, but yes, that was more of like an eye-opener. And then, you know, we're home, and I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna be home more. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just gonna be home more, and obviously that led to making the decision of going freelance.
Yes.
Okay, so now my final notice was over at the end of September, so I used that September to help launch the series we shot, She Must Be Obeyed.
Yeah.
And so that's what we launched it on Prime Video. It's a Prime Video original. I see Nicole doing it. Bruh, ask about me outside.
No, why?
I'm a star.
I don't know anybody to ask.
I'm a star.
Okay.
Anyway, whatever. So, yeah. So, after September is 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
October. Abi.
Okay.
Abi? January, February, March. June, July.
That same thing happens to me.
August, September, October.
From January.
Yeah, I said to God, I can't count it from the middle.
We're dumb, man.
Bro!
Dumber than bricks.
Anyway, October was really difficult because there was no, I don't have any work October.
Yeah.
And
that was like one of your saddest moments.
And that was my saddest moment. I felt
from having a lot of money
to having nothing. Whatever savings I felt like I had went into obviously feeding and medication and the health, and it would have been another podcast. So everything just like it went kaput, and it was a spontaneous catapulting because there was no brace for impact, guys. You're about to be broke, and it was so ridiculous. I'm a restless soul. Do you understand? So stay in one place, not doing anything. Like even if I'm in a corner, I have to be active on my phone, working. Like I don't know. I think I took my mother's spirit. I'm a workaholic, so to speak. I feel like we all are, to be honest. So we all are, to be honest. And then Joshua is laid back.
No, Joshua is also a workaholic.
Joshua is a workaholic, but after school, he'll pick up. So I'm used to being on my feet and doing some stuff, but nothing was happening. No work, nobody was contacting me. I used the opportunity to reach out to people. Oh, I'm freelance now. If you have any production, I'm freelance now. Everybody was just like, okay, yeah, no problem. That's great. I just finished a project now. So obviously, before they would do another one, it would take.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, shit. Why? Why did I quit?
Yeah, I remember her coming to me one time and saying, Prince, maybe I made a bad decision.
It's not even like, did I made a bad decision. I was so convicted that I made...
You still feel so now?
No.
Okay.
So I was so convinced that I made a bad decision.
Good evening.
I was so convinced that I made a bad decision between God and man. And... But fortunately for me, somebody reached out to me.
Okay. Continue.
Fortunately for me, someone reached out to me.
Someone just passed and confused who she was, if it was her neighbor's wife or her neighbor's side thing. 3 years old, no way.
It's the wife.
Oh, okay. What orange? Oh,
good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Sorry, I wanted to ask a question.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I have a wedding in January.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, no problem. Alright. Okay, sorry guys. You see, you know what? We're leaving it all in. It was chaotic. We're leaving it all in. Anyways, before we could go back to you, let's take a small walk to where I dropped my computer. So the reason why I'm outside is because I wanted to upload something. It's like 3 gig. So I had to go outside. No. Sorry. So I had to go outside and Nicole joined me. And I was like, you know what, fuck it, let's do the podcast now. And she's like, you know what? No problem, but she didn't want to use her phone. And I was like, you have to use your phone. It is 45%.
45%.
Oh, I'm going to be here for life, oh, Jesus is Lord.
After this podcast, I'm leaving you.
It's showing 34 minutes. Anyways, that woman for my hand, though. Why did I even ask her this?
Why do you?
I don't know. Initially, I wanted to ask her when I saw her, but I did not know she was carrying. So
I literally, she had guests.
I did not know.
You picked the right time to leave me, Lucy.
Oh, that was so bad. Was that rude? It wasn't rude.
It was weird. It was off.
Fuck off, man.
I'm confused. Now you dumb, but like they tell me fuck.
Now you curse him.
What did
I do? It's all your fault.
What did
you
do?
From the beginning. You should have warned me before.
Yes,
that.
Just don't
you know
like
we're twins, but told let's not even do this. you see,
how are we twins?
Light. God
how
damn.
How are we twins?
No, they used to think we're twins now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A lot of family members, a lot of people.
It's because you don't respect me.
I almost fell.
If all you right, had given me my senior sister accolades, people would know that there's age gap.
All right, back to your
this way you apologize.
Why are you a young dust? They talk rubbish.
You disgust me.
All right.
Okay. So fortunately for me, towards the end of October, somebody reached out to me that they're looking for a producer to work on a project, blah, 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 blah. And I mean, the rest was history. I got on the job. Can I mention who the job was for?
Huh? You can now.
Okay, yeah, I got on the job. It was for Ufama McDermott. She was super amazing. It's a great fucking hell, mate. That's the end of the podcast.
No. Wait,
Chris, you cannot.
We leave everything in.
Bro, you cannot under any circumstance record a podcast with what is about to go down.
No. I'm leaving it in.
Prince.
Wait.
They won't even hear us.
Oh, wait, that's true. It's a generator.
Yes.
And then we'll go this way now. Blood of Jesus. I know I did not account for that. Initially, I thought, well, oh my God, but that's someone's. No, let's go this way. All right, guys. As you can see, this is called Zero Expectations, where you have on ground reporters. We are reporters now, and we're on the ground.
Live,
I hope you can see here also. And where someone is listening to this now, saying, they put on 2 gens. Jesus. We're in Baghdad, guys. All right, guys, welcome back to Baghdad with us. It's a new show called Baghdad with us. Anyways, I'm gonna leave my laptop for that side though. If they still am.
Wow.
Oh well and good.
Well,
bye-bye laptop. It was fun that I had you with me. Oh well and good.
Bye-bye laptop.
Bye-bye laptop.
It was fun.
Jesus, take it away. I don't see the laptop. So, Nico, continue talking about yourself while I go and check that laptop now.
Okay, it was amazing. The experience was amazing. I had
when
a blast.
When I come back, I'm going to talk about my own life.
It was so
calm. So, Nico, just handle the situation.
Okay, yeah. It was super calm. It was super... Please, there's nothing as disgusting as watching you run. It was calm. It was zen. It was just like... It was a very different experience for me, you know. I was coming from a place where... Like, you know, I mean, obviously the scale of the production where I was coming from was bigger. And like, you know, big equipment, big lights, blah, blah, blah. Production vehicles was very, very big. And then this one that I finished in November, I shot for 2 weeks. It was nice. It was very, very like in one place. It was on a way smaller scale. Was short films and a YouTube series, and it was nice. It was really, really nice. It was smaller. Everything was just smaller, compact, all in one location. Uh-huh. Compared to the scale of the productions I used to do before, and it was very, you know, not basketball, but it was very like a lot of things were happening at the same time. It was very hustle. So this other production was small, was limited, it was zen, it was calm, everybody knew everybody, mm-hmm. you know. So yeah.
And one question I wanted to ask you is that, you know, sometimes when you work for someone for so long, most of the jobs you do, you are learning on the spot.
Yes.
Because your job just keeps increasing. When you stay working in this cinema, this new movie, or this series you did on YouTube, did you finally feel like, oh, wait, I think I know these things. Like, were they like telling you things to do? And you're like, oh, I know this. Yeah. I know that. Or was it like, oh, I need to learn again?
No. I already knew.
You already knew. Because I understand. I remember that time that you made like some mistakes. Mm-hmm. And you always had like this doubt. Like, am I good enough?
Exactly.
Did you get? So yeah. I've always wanted you to get over that. Because I remember when I used to be scared of editing anything big. I would never take a big job because I was scared of like pleasing. Mm-hmm. And one time, Cynthia told me.
Okay, first of all, this waist girl, this...
Oh, zip it now. Oh, context. Nico is going for the premiere tomorrow.
Going for a premiere and for a trap called Judah.
Yeah, and she puts waist trainer to train reduce my her waist. Stomach.
Not to reduce before tomorrow. To train the waist.
It's done, man. It's skin, Nico. Skin moves. It's foliage.
I know, I'm just trying
to... I don't know if foliage is a word, but I know fully.
The fact that I'm going to sleep wearing this thing is just...
Loosen it, Nicola.
I'm telling you, loosen up
is
my
it
burdens,
night,
babe.
Is it the night?
Yes.
Just don't eat all day.
Yeah, I know.
Till night, then...
Exactly. So imagine not eating all day till night and wearing this thing. Nigga, man, yo! Limbo, yes, Laritaba.
If you blank out when they play,
just
what hold, happened? Hold it's your... done. But I just entered the hall, and that was Nicole's first time life experience with death. So, yeah, okay. About
what is it? But I just entered the hall.
Only watch on my laptop because I dropped it somewhere now. Because is there's only 4G internet outside. All these thieves. If you jump that fence now,
they go use scoop up.
As the whole lamb, I go jump this fence too.
It's really on my body.
Anyways, back to what I was saying. About me, I don't kick rock. She kick the bucket.
You kick the bone.
Kick him twice.
Oh, there you go. Kick well. Mush.
All right, back to what I was saying before you interrupted me. For me, I've been walking.
Yeah.
And walking. But I want to tell you something that I don't know if I've told you very well.
What's that?
This is actually a very serious thing.
What?
And it's sad that I'm bringing it now.
Please don't crack jokes. What?
No, I'm being serious.
What is it?
Nico, I think I'm depressed.
So?
Yeah. I've been thinking about it for... It's so bad that it's coming on zero expectations.
Wow.
But for a very long time, I've not... Like, when I walk in the night, I'm not happy.
Mm.
Still, I'm lonely. I have friends, but I don't have friends. Do you understand?
Yeah.
This year, a lot of people left me. And...
From the office, right?
Not even the office. Like, a lot of people just left my life.
Yeah.
So, talking, I can be name dropping, but I don't want to name drop. So, literally, I go the whole day, and I don't get a single message from, like, anybody. I know it's dumb, but when you do the kind of work I do, where, like, I'm editing all night, it's nice to have, like, someone care
mm-hmm.
and check up on you. No one is. So I don't know if it's depression. I think it's not depression.
It's like lonely.
It's just lonely.
Yeah.
I'm lonely, man, and it's sad.
Yeah.
I've had so many talking stages that have
just gone kaput.
We go out, and I don't have no heart again to give out. But yeah, it's sad. I don't know why I said that. I was just going to talk about work. Work has been nice, and working with Moses has been awesome. It has made me get better with editing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I'm stronger. And it's because of those jobs that I don't do YouTube as much. Maybe YouTube is not as fun a game for me. But I believe everybody has their own time. you will phase out at some point. I don't believe my time is over. I will still try again next year. Even though December is the time to make money, I believe I don't have much content to do. I need to go on leave, get my mind right, which I'm going to do on January.
And where do you
want to
go?
I'm not going. No, maybe, yeah, I don't know. I want to go to a hotel and just stay for like
service.
For like 2 days.
Yeah, you can totes do that.
Yeah, totes. I don't ever talk about my idea if not totes they use for me.
You can totally do that.
Yeah, I think I will. Because like, I just want to, as I said, get my mind right and just focus on YouTube again. I think maybe the loneliness has come from me not doing what I love. Because again, I've gone back to how I was when I was in everybody life, helping people and not helping myself. My mind, when I think about it, like, what am I actually gaining? I'm not doing anything for myself. I should find something that I'm passionate for.
I mean, you're making money.
Yes, no, but like, I don't have money, I'm broke. Mm-hmm. No, but I should find something I'm passionate for that would push me to not be feeling this lonely.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Do you have any other thing to add?
Damn.
That was a sad ending.
Yeah.
This is about to think of a title of the episode.
Chris is depressed, guys.
No. I can't say that. Because think about it. Should I ever tell you why you are always the title?
Why?
It's not as if I can't put a title for me.
Why?
But anybody is inclined to listen if it's a title for me. And it's not in like a sad way. It's not like I say Prince is depressed. Like, I waited this boy to talk. Gee, but if I say Nicole is depressed. Now everybody be like, your sister?
Wow.
What's going on with her? No, I can't use depressed. So depressed is too hard.
It's too sad.
No. I can't use Nicole lost her job. Nicole got fired.
Wow.
Because you won't be able to post it because those people will be there. Mm-hmm. Do you get? So what kind of... guys, think with us. You listening right there. Think with us.
I don't know. Nicole now works in the streets. Nicole is in the streets.
I love how you call yourself a prostitute without me.
I am.
No.
You just spat pepper in my eye.
Get your eyes right then. Maybe close it.
Oh,
why are you putting blame on me? Okay. You said something in the episode. No, no.
Looking
just,
above me, man.
Why you are fine? If he takes you, he takes you. You.
Hey.
Why you did that?
I don't know.
Huh. Okay, I'll figure out something. This is the first time I'm ending the episode without having a topic title in my head.
Welcome to the streets, Nicole.
No.
Nicole is in the streets.
No.
Nicole is in the streets.
Nicole ran away with a man.
Oh, God.
Part 2. We're doing it again, man. He has nothing to do with the episode. But enjoy. Yeah. Not Nicole is getting married. Because that one, family members, you're expecting to happen. Why should not tell us? But Nicole ran away with a man.
Again.
Again. She's not learning.
No, why are you going to us in jail?
All right, okay, guys. Thank you very much for listening
to
this episode.
So
I truly appreciate ya.
We truly appreciate. We're back. We're going to be doing more. I'm around now. So.
Yes, we're going to be pre-recording now.
Yeah, we're going to be pre-recording.
So today, one, and now one will be Wednesday by God's grace.
Amen, amen, amen.
And when Joshua comes back, we'll do family
oh,
special.
Oh, baby, my baby, Joshua.
Then it will come out December.
My son.
Then we'll just talk about everything.
Oh, in general.
Yeah, the health crisis.
Bro.
Me getting a girl pregnant and running.
Bro.
I'm not able to go to Abia State anymore because of her father.
Yeah. He's out to get you. Prince has wanted posters.
Prince got a girl pregnant in Abia State. Oh, that's the title. It's between both the two of them. I got a girl. Nicole is pregnant for a man. If Prince got a girl pregnant, people know me too well to not do something like that. But do they know you not to do something like that?
I don't know. What if my baby daddy abandoned me?
Nicole's baby daddy abandoned. Oh, my, this starts to go tick. Go put like 14 inside. All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you so much.
Share, like, comment.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry we left you guys.
I'm so sorry.
Life happens,
back.
I guess,
yeah,
but
yeah,
we're back.
Yeah.
Season 10 of us living
like
a
Oh, good thing. Should we tell them that hopefully by next year we might attempt
yes,
video
podcast?
Oh, my God.
Why did
oh
I agree
God,
to that?
I don't know.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Oh, no. That's not the ending now.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Nicole.
My name is Prince.
And you just listened to
Zero Expectations podcast. And you know the motto, If you had expectations,
you wouldn't be here. Oh my God. You see? Roll out strong.
You're an idiot. You want to start this one now again?